Border czar Tom Homan warns that opposing ICE will lead to result you don't want. By Warner Todd Houston on December 10, 2024. Incoming border czar Tom Homan is warning sanctuary states and cities that opposing Donald Trump's deportation agenda will lead to the exact result you don't want, and added that Trump's policy will make the country safer for everybody. Appearing on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures with host Maria Bartiromo, Homan explained that Trump's massive repatriation plans will go forward despite the showboating by so-called sanctuary states and cities which have been making news by announcing their resistance to the plans. You've got San Diego writing legislation. You've got Colorado and other states and other cities saying they're going to prevent us doing what I'm doing, he said. I want to send a clear message. If you let us in the jail, we can arrest the bad guy in the jail and in the safety and security of the jail. One officer could do that. But when you release a public safety threat back in the community, you put the community at risk. You put my officers at risk. You put the alien at risk. He went on to point out that if sanctuary areas want to keep the footprint of Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, to a minimum in their communities, then letting ICE into the jails is the smarter policy. Here's what's going to happen. You release that guy in the community. I'm going to send an entire team to go look for the guy in your community. And what's going to happen? We'll find that guy. And when we find that guy, there's probably going to be others that are not a priority, he explained. However, if they're in the country illegally, they'll be arrested, too, because we're not going to tell an immigration officer like this Biden administration did, that you're going to turn your back on an illegal immigrant. When you're an immigration officer, you have an oath to uphold. So you are forcing us into community in large numbers where other non-priority aliens will be arrested, Homan warned. That's the exact result you don't want, so let us in the jail. It's safer for everybody, he said. A growing number of localities and governors in deep blue states are ginning up their supporters by proclaiming their intentions to resist Donald Trump's plans to put an end to Joe Biden's border crisis. In November, the far-left Democrat mayor of Denver, Colorado, Mike Johnston, outrageously pledged to use the Denver Police Department as his ground troops to physically oppose Trump's ICE operatives and to protect law-breaking illegal aliens next year. He is far from alone. The City Council of Los Angeles also jumped into defense sanctuary city status last month with a unanimous vote to fully implement the policy in the crime-plagued city. The vote was called as an effort to signal to the Trump administration that officials there would resist federal authority on immigration issues. A number of left-wing governors from deep blue states have also made their fealty to illegal immigrants obvious by similarly announcing plans to resist ICE and any efforts to repatriate millions of illegal migrants. The list includes Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, Colorado Governor Jared Polis, Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey, California Governor Gavin Newsom, Washington State Governor Bob Ferguson, and others. Like Denver's Johnston, Boston's radically woke Mayor Michelle Wu similarly vowed to resist Trump's policies. And her city council responded by voting to reaffirm the city's sanctuary status. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.